You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life. I'm so happy that you're here, and I hope you're having an amazing day. Today, we're talking about this. Stop interrupting yourself! Seriously, stop interrupting yourself. Am I the only interrupter out there? I mean, seriously, I get so excited sometimes I can hardly help myself. And I know I can, but sometimes it feels as though I cannot. I get so excited that I sometimes interrupt. I do. I catch myself doing this, and it's really one of those things that I have had to work on my entire life from the time I was a little kid. I get so hyper, get so excited. I just talk. And I catch myself interrupting others. And even, you know, I'd interrupt my parents and they'd be like, Shannon, you need to close your mouth. And in school, I'd get in trouble for talking too much. And of course, I mean, I love to talk, you know that. And now I, you know, that's my life's work, to talk. But also a big portion of my life's work is to listen. And it's kind of funny that an interrupter could actually become a very great listener, but I do consider myself a very great listener because I listen not only with my ears and my head, but I listen with my heart. And it's in listening with my heart that I'm able to hear so many incredible truths as people are speaking to me. And a lot of times they're even interrupting themselves, but I'm gathering information and then I reflect back what they've said and they look at me with this look of awe, like I'm some sort of genius, and I go, no, you're the genius. All I'm doing is reflecting back what your heart is telling me. And I'm really what I would call a mirror for words. I reflect back those words that you've said, the truth that's in your heart, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, wow, yeah, I get it. But when I'm not listening, and especially if I'm not listening really well to my own heart, I catch myself not only interrupting others, but I will interrupt myself. So where in your life are you interrupting yourself? Are you doing that to yourself? You know, it's interesting because in the last 24 hours, I've had so many interruptions. And they haven't been by me directly, but they have been because of something that I have done in the past or haven't done in the past. So basically, this is what happened. Last night, I was sitting down. I was working on my computer. I had a lot of windows open. You know, that's been something I kind of struggle with at times, too, getting too many windows open. And my computer slows down, and it starts getting, you know, all choked up. Well, I was going to book an airline ticket, and it had just went on sale. I was just ready to book it, and it had dropped $200, and I was so excited. I went to click on it. And all of a sudden, the infamous spin, it interrupted everything. This little circle, the rainbow colored circle, is spinning, and my computer is choked up. It was absolutely choked to the point of shutting down. And I lost some of my work. It took about an hour to get it back up and running. By then, the discount and the sale on the ticket was gone. So it cost me money. Now, I interrupted myself in that moment, believe it or not. It wasn't the computer's fault. I had way too many windows open. My daughter was sitting next to me and she's like, Mom, the first thing you have to do is shut some of these windows down. And I'm like, I know. I did a podcast on that recently. I get it. But this is something that I will tell you I have to work on every single day. It's being able to, you know, stay completely focused on one thing at a time without going here and there and everywhere. And it's the momentum that starts to pick up and then the energy starts to pick up and I start going really fast. And next thing you know, I can have 20 windows open just like that. I'm not the only one that suffers from this, but the reality is it cost me money, it cost me time, it cost me energy. I got frustrated And then this morning I woke up and the Wi-Fi wasn't working. So there was an interruption in the flow of my morning because I wasn't able to use my computer, you know, in the same way, wasn't able to get online. This interruption. Then I realized that once the dishwasher had started, I forgot there was another dish. I went and opened the dishwasher mid-cycle, and all of a sudden it disrupted everything. And it was in that moment when I was opening the dishwasher and trying to get it to work again that I said, wow, I've got to stop interrupting mid-cycle. I've been interrupting mid-cycle because what happens is I get impatient. And I know I can't be the only one on planet Earth that suffers from this, but I will tell you, no longer suffering, okay? Suffering is a choice. Pain is inevitable. Suffering is optional. I no longer choose to suffer from this. But I've had to really sit down today and say, Shannon, what is it that needs to happen? So if you suffer from interrupting either others or yourself, but typically if you interrupt others, you're also doing it to yourself. The first thing we must do, I say we because I'm in this with you, we must pause. Pause and take a deep breath. And what is a deep breath? It's inspiration, my dear. So pause, get some inspiration, let it all out, and then focus on what it is that you expect for your outcome. I have to ask myself this. I said, Shannon, what is it that you are attempting to do right here? What are you expecting from your time and your attention? What is the expected outcome? And when I can get clear on the expected outcome, all of a sudden there aren't so many interruptions, because really interruptions a lot of times are distractions. And they're distractions because lack of focus. But people will say all the time, you must focus. But it's not necessarily focus that's going to get us there. It's knowing exactly what we're focusing on and then putting our time, attention, and all our energy on that and going straight ahead one step at a time, right? One sip at a time. And then we must listen to ourselves as well as others. Seriously, listen to ourselves as well as others. If we're not listening, we're not going to be able to stay tuned in to the outcome, because no different than when you're like driving your car. You're not driving going straight ahead the whole time. You're moving forward, but you're having to shift side to side. You're having to kind of turn the wheel when necessary, but you're still moving forward. It's vital that in order to move forward, but to realize that we are constantly adjusting and we're shifting and we're staying on course, we must listen to ourselves as well as others. Because that is really what that feedback is, what is kind of telling us, are we heading in the right direction or not? And again, remembering to pause, take that breath in, and then focus on the outcome while listening to ourselves and others and getting feedback as we're traveling along. Seriously. And it's not only, when I say ourselves and others, it's our life. You know, we must get feedback from our life. Your life, my life, our lives will tell us what's happening. So for me to get three different things that happened where all of a sudden I was clicking in mid-cycle and I was being too hyper, I was being impatient, and I wasn't slowing down and actually taking the time necessary to actually close it out before I go to the next step, I had to say to myself, Shannon, what are you doing and why are you doing this? So today I've had to do this. Pause, take a deep breath, get some inspiration. Focus on the outcome. What exactly am I doing? What are you doing? What's the expected outcome? And then listen to ourselves and others and keep tuned in to our heart. Your heart, my heart, our hearts. Stay tuned in, because it's the interruption that is cutting off valuable energy. It's disrupting valuable momentum. And every time we stop and we have to start again, even though, thank God, we can start again, it takes a little bit more energy. It takes just a little bit more time. And, you know, time is life, as you've heard me say. And we've been talking about that. It's change time. It's time for a change. And so today's the day. And I really believe, and because we're always telling our stories, my story is telling me that it's time for a change. And the change is to stop interrupting myself and for you to stop interrupting yourself. I'm right there with you, my dear. Continue to move straight ahead, my dear. Pause, focus, and listen. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage with yourself. And your sacred soul step for today is to simply write down where in your life you're interrupting yourself. Where have you, put the brakes on? Where have you put the big pause and actually pause, but not just a simple pause, not just a short pause, but like you've put the pause on and you've interrupted yourself. You've taken yourself off course. Where's that happening in your life right now? Identify it, circle it, and make a commitment today to stay the course, to get yourself back on track, to keep moving forward, my dear. I look forward to hearing from you. Come on over to womensippingonlife.com and leave a comment. Let me know how you're doing, and I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.